Celebration in Lebanon as the elections have ended with an apparent win for a U.S.-backed alliance that's significant to the Obama administration, as the opposition in Lebanon is headed by the militant group Hezbollah, backed by Syria and Iran, a grouping the president did not want to see leading a pivotal Middle Eastern nation. Official results are expected later today, but for more on the emerging situation, we're joined by the BBC's Natalia Antalava, who is covering the story for our partners in Lebanon. And Natalia, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks very much. And actually, just a couple of minutes ago, we did get the final results, and they do confirm the preliminary outcome, and that is the victory for the pro-Western alliance, which did secure the majority of seats in parliament. So very good news for Washington, which was indeed very concerned that the opposition, which was led by Hezbollah and supported by Iran, would secure this parliamentary majority.
Now, Hezbollah has seen a rise in its political significance and its importance in the government, really, for many, many years. Does this represent a plateau, really sort of a rollback of Hezbollah's growth?
Probably not. That would probably be the answer. The political realities of Lebanon are extremely complicated. In many ways, they reflect the political realities of the Middle East, really. And Hezbollah did do very well in this election. And they also, what was key in this particular vote is that Hezbollah aligned themselves with a powerful Christian political group. Now, Christians were the ones who decided this vote, because while the Muslim community here is divided between the Shia and the Sunnis, and the Shia always traditionally voted for Hezbollah, while the Sunnis always traditionally voted for the pro-Western bloc, it was the Christians that were divided and that would sway the vote. Now, so the Christian community was sort of the Ohio of Lebanon, so to say.
That's interesting.
And they swayed it towards the pro-Western opposition. But now I have to say that Hezbollah did win all the seats that they ran for. It's their allies, it's their Christian allies that failed to secure some of the crucial seats in crucial districts.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment. I mean, the allies that you're talking about are General Aoun's supporters, correct?
That's right.
And this really represents a repudiation of his decision to throw in with Hezbollah, correct?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I wish things were that simple in Lebanon. Unfortunately, they aren't. There are a lot of people who say that they've been turned off by General Aoun's decision to align himself with Hezbollah. And Hezbollah itself is, of course, allied with Syria. Traditionally, Christian community here is anti-Syrian. And I think lots of Christians were disappointed when suddenly General Aoun, who lived in exile for many years and who returned only after the Syrian troops withdrew from Lebanon in 2005, ending a 30-year-long domination of Lebanon, he came back only then. And lots of people were very surprised to see him suddenly going on trips to Damascus, aligning himself with Hezbollah, very much changing his lifelong political rhetoric. At the same time, I have to say, General Aoun still has many supporters, and many of them say that he was right to ally himself with Hezbollah, because that would represent a new powerful force in Lebanon, and it's simply impossible to ignore Hezbollah, that Christians, in order to protect themselves, have to go along with the group.
Sure. So, well, speaking of new powerful forces in Lebanon, some have discussed on this program already this morning that possibly what we're seeing in the results out of Lebanon is evidence of a so-called Obama effect, in that his speech in Cairo last week may have influenced some of the voters on the ground in Lebanon. Are people inside Beirut suggesting that that's even possible?
No, they're not. Many people in Beirut are definitely inspired by President Obama, but most people, I would say, are very cautious. Once again, because they are living that reality of the conflict in the Middle East. They do live next door to Israel, and Lebanon is at war with Israel. So They understand fully the complexities of solving the situation, and they don't really believe that very positive rhetoric, but still only a rhetoric, can bring real change.
Natalia,
Interesting.
let's take a look at one final point here, and that is the question of whether this result will hold. Here's former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, an election watcher, speaking over the weekend.
We also hope that the United States and Iran and Saudi Arabia and other countries will also accept the results of election and not try to interfere in the process.
Natalia Antalava, you've already suggested that there's a complexity in Lebanon that makes it difficult to interpret what is going on. Is there anyone likely to be really disgruntled by this result and likely to take actions that might scuttle the result by some appeal to violence or something else?
It's always a possibility in Lebanon. And of course, what brought this election about is that Hezbollah was part of the government before this vote. What they always wanted is to have a blocking minority, a veto power that would allow them to block major government decisions. The government, which was all for the last, since 2005, was led by pro-Western coalition, would not give that to them. That led to a big deadlock. The deadlock was resolved only after both sides took to the streets. Many blamed Hezbollah for provoking the violence and put Lebanon on the brink of a civil war. There was severe clashes here last May. After that, they formed the so-called, they made peace with each other, formed the so-called unity government, and within several months, almost a year, it took them a year to hold this election. So this election was decisive. But now what we have as a result of this election is the same kind of government that we had before the clashes. And we have the pro-Western bloc now saying that they're not going to give Hezbollah that blocking minority that they wanted in the first place. So I think the most likely scenario is a very painful, very long political process of trying to create the government, to establish the cabinet. And if Hezbollah doesn't get that blocking minority, the big question is, well, what will they do then?
Well, the challenges ahead, as laid out by Natalia Antalava, BBC correspondent, talking about the results of the Lebanon election, where a pro-Western coalition defeated a coalition backed by Hezbollah and Iran and Syria. Natalia, thank you so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.